The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, companies should take specific measures to tackle inappropriate behaviour in the workplace, according to a recent report published by HR consultancy firm Peninsula Ireland. It provides guidelines to both employers and employees when experiencing inappropriate or abusive behaviour in the workplace. Moira Grassick is the Chief Operating Officer at Peninsula Ireland. She's with us now. Good morning to Moira.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. One of the big challenges we have in the modern workplace is we have different generations working side by side. In some places, it can be as many as three or four generations if there are older and really young workers coming in. And is it that clash of cultures that leads to a lot of this?
I think it's a multitude of different reasons, to be honest with you. Some of it can be down to generational, I suppose, acceptability of what may have been acceptable in the workplace a number of years ago in comparison to what's accepted now. However, we do see through our advice line that it's across the board. It doesn't really split between genders or between age gaps or generations. It seems to be an issue everywhere. So it's important that employers and employees take action to ensure that the workplace is free from harassment and inappropriate behaviour.
Yeah, procedures are very important to this because if everybody knows about the procedures, it's easier to implement them. But if people don't know about a procedure, they end up breaking it, it becomes a bigger issue.
Yeah, so that's why it's really important that your employees are trained. So normally you will say when somebody joins the company to start off, where they'll normally go through an induction programme. And as part of that induction programme, they should be given some dignity, respect at work training, accepted behaviours and not accepted behaviours within the workplace. And as they go through that employment life cycle, all employees should be given the policy and also given training on what the expected behaviours are. And we would, you know, advise that that kind of happens every 18 months or thereabouts. So there's no ambiguity in what the expectations are.
See, somebody could say something to me and I don't take offence, and they could say the same thing to someone else and they do take offence. And that's where a lot of people struggle to understand the rules. They might know, they've read the policy, but something they say, they mightn't deem offensive, I mightn't deem it offensive, but if person over there deems it offensive, then we're both in trouble.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's really important that you have an open culture so that people aren't afraid to say, you know, I don't really like that comment, or I don't appreciate how you've spoken to me, that people are free to be able to say that. Normally, we would try and advise that people, or, you know, sort these things out informally, that we don't go down a big formal investigation or, you know, a big interruption within the workplace. So if there's an open culture, which has to be driven from the top down, then that makes things much more easier when people feel free to be able to say when they don't like something within the workplace that's happening.
There is a situation as well that could arise that when somebody started work, thinking of the song, it was okay in the 80s, that, you know, it's not okay now. Do we just assume that everything that was okay in the 80s is no longer appropriate for a modern workplace?
No, I mean, I think what's important is that we determine what is appropriate and what's not appropriate. Like, I don't think anybody wants to take the joy out of going to work or the fun, you know, because you do have to have a nice environment to work in as well. So it's just finding out what works now that may have been accepted in the 80s and not accepted now. But I think the culture of people wanting to go and enjoy their workplace hasn't changed over those years. It's just how that's conducted during the period of time they're in the work.
I'm a huge fan of de-escalation personally. It's something that I've always tried to do in every walk of life, as if there is an issue, try to de-escalate it and find a way forward. But it's sometimes hard for HR departments to de-escalate because they have to look at things through the prism of procedure. How do you strike the balance?
Yeah, so what companies will do is they may have like what we call a support contact person. So that would not necessarily be somebody within HR, but would be somebody that would be in a department, not at particularly a senior level, that an employee can come and talk to, and they can kind of guide them on what direction they can take. So before it even gets to HR, they can have those conversations and try and resolve it before they have to escalate it to a senior management level. And totally agree with you. We always advise these things are better off sorted out on an informal basis before they escalate into something that can become quite complicated and quite litigious within the workplace as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, people have to go to work and they have to share a space with each other. And if there is an issue bubbling under, it's more likely to escalate further if there is, I'll call it a hangover from a previous incident.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's really important that when you're doing that consistent training, you know, every couple of months, and when you're having open conversations with people, normally they feel much more comfortable to address things much quicker. And the quicker any of these issues can be addressed, the more likely things will be resolved and people know what type of environment that they're working in and what they can and can't say and how they can act.
Now, when you look at this, there's the older cohort will say, ah, this is all wokery now. This is all the young people coming through. Now, my definition of woke is somebody who's probably trying to do the right thing by another human. But it can become entrenched in an age battle. And when that happens, nobody wins.
No, and I mean, that's obviously not what you want, because that just creates a hostile environment, not a nice place to work. So it's really trying to work with people and giving them the option to put their opinions forward on what type of work environment that they would want like to work in, and making sure that they know what they can do and what they can't do. But I think also, you know, doing type of things like maybe some social events, some quizzes for people to get to know each other as well. You know, we've
older people hate the idea of a quiz. I mean, it's torture. Don't know. Well, just let me go home.
They could do bowls, or you could have something during the working day, or, you know, something that is amenable to everybody. And I think it's just try to strike that balance between different generations. It's just really important. It's not easy, but there is a way of finding it, and it's making sure that you're working with your employees and with the management team to find that solution.
Yeah, it's respect that's the bottom line here. If you have to respect them, whether you're their manager, they're your junior, whatever the case may be, just have respect for the people around you.
Absolutely. And that comes down to, I suppose, every walks of life. You know, people have different opinions in general and act different ways. And it's just trying to respect those and finding a neutral ground for everybody.
OK, Maura Grassick, Chief Operating Officer at Peninsula Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.